Evening. I've been let loose on the Food and Drink Show, and you may not be aware, but this week is National Tourism Week. Now, one place that is certainly putting Bilton on the map is The Knox. It's a pub which has got a real country feel about it, but also has the added benefit of being very close to Harrogate Town Centre. I've come along to discover some of the top reasons why you should pop in and pay the team a visit. Simon and Katie are the husband and wife team who own the pub. Now, Katie, this used to be a dairy farm, didn't it?
It did, yeah. It was converted in 1984 into a pub when the surrounding land was converted into housing. It's been running as a pub ever since.
And how long have you guys been here?
We've been here since June 2016.
And obviously you've made lots of improvements since coming in. Tell us more. You've got some amazing beers and cocktails and the carvery on offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big things we've done is looked at our food offering. And we have a carvery every Sunday, and that runs from 12 o'clock through till 6:45 at night. We're family friendly. We have standard sized plates, but we also have smaller plates for both children and adults. We offer four different meats from the carvery. We've got gluten-free options, vegetarian options, and a fish dish. Everything's homemade Yorkshire puddings. We even do gluten-free gravy.
Amazing stuff. And a lady who is in charge of all of this, always busy in the kitchen. Hello, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you very much. A busy period for you, because obviously we've had Mother's Day.
Yes, we were very busy at Mother's Day, which we were delighted. We were up from last year, and that had just come from Pie Week, so we ran in from Pie Week into Mothering Sunday, and Pie Week was very successful down at the Knox.
What makes a great pie then, Jen?
The pastry and the filling.
Homemade?
Homemade, yes. We make the pastry homemade, and our meats are all locally sourced.
I've seen an article recently, actually, where people have been complaining that a pie is not a pie unless it's encased in pastry. Would you agree?
I would agree, yes. Here at the Knox, we do have our pies encased. We don't have just the top. It's on the bottom as well.
So what have you got planned for, obviously, Easter is going to be next week?
Yeah, we've got our Sunday carvery coming in. So Easter carvery hopefully will be a steady and busy one. And obviously a few other little bits and bobs, so we'll do a specials board. So, for instance, like it's St. Patrick's Day on last Saturday, where we did some Irish Jew Dublin Coddle. Obviously the rugby was on.
And after Easter, it doesn't stop there for you, Jen, because you've got a new menu coming in.
Yes, we're in the process of looking at dishes to put on our new menu, and we are going more into looking to cater for the gluten-free and the vegan people needing these options. So we have certain dishes that we can actually go into the gluten-free. We've been asked several times for like our deep-fried haddock and chips. We're now going to be able to do a gluten-free version of this, which I think will definitely be to those who are gluten-free. We've got various new dishes on the menu, one which would be haddock and leek lasagna, which is nice and light compared to your beef one, and our pesto chicken with wilted greens and new potatoes. Again, a nice light dish, and our option there is it can be chicken or we're going to do it with sea bass. So you have a choice of fish or chicken. So they're just two of the new dishes that are coming on.
How much of a challenge is the gluten-free? Like, for example, if you do a gluten-free batter, because I attempted Yorkshire puddings with a gluten-free flour at home last week, and they just didn't rise quite the same. I chucked a bit of baking powder in there to see what happened with that, but...
No, they don't actually rise as much as you would have your normal. I did them actually for Mothering Sunday. And again, like that, they don't rise as much, but they're there for the option for those who are gluten-free. We have a separate deep fryer, which we're having especially in for these fish and chips that we will be doing for gluten-free, so they don't have to worry about being in with another batter.
Now, another plus point of the Knox, I'll just come to you, Simon, is the location, the fact that you're so close to a great cycling route, some good links going into the Nid Gorge, for example. Do you find that you get lots of cycling traffic passing through and trying out the Cascales and things like that?
Yeah, we got all the local cycling clubs, they come in every Tuesday and every Thursday, I think. And they all like to drink local beers. So we keep Black Sheep's Holy Grail on at the moment. We've got Thigston's XB. We've got Harrogate Brewery on. We have Colbath Brewery on. But that also leads on to what we have behind the bar as well. So we stock all the full Slingsby's range, Harrogate Tipple range. We've got the gins and the rums, the vodkas, and hopefully soon to come the whiskers.
And obviously into spring now, so we've already spoken to Jen about the menus that are coming up, for example, over Easter. Is planning already taking place for the summer months and various drinks and menus?
So yeah, so we'll be looking to put on a salad bar as well as having our carvery, which will include cold cuts of meat, fresh salmon.
And not only the Cascales, but also as I walk around the table. Hello, Mel.
Hello there.
So what's your part in the Knox?
I'm co-bar manager here at the Knox.
A man who knows his cocktails there.
I've drank enough in my time, so yes.
Very good. So not everybody wants to come in and drink the Cascale. So what other tipples can we sample here at the Knox?
Well, the cocktail menu is pretty new here. It's a new sort of concept because we do try to cater for everybody. And like you said, it's not just about offering people Cascales, it's also the premium spirits, and especially with spring and summer around the corner, cocktails as well, and not just for the ladies. So we've designed quite a reduced cocktail list because we don't want to overcomplicate it. All the cocktails are ones that everybody knows, so we do two types of martinis, espresso and porn star martinis, and we do four long base cocktails as well, like Long Island iced tea, sex on the beach, mojitos, that kind of thing. And especially with our beer garden in the summertime, it's quite a unique selling point. So we hope that many people will be out there drinking our cocktails.
I would imagine the fact that how the building is fixed with it being that old dairy farm, It got the courtyard outside, bit of a sun trap?
Very much a sun trap, yeah. It's pretty much full all summertime, isn't it? So, yeah, and hopefully we'll be out there at some point, maybe after work, drinking one of the cocktails.
Well, thank you, Mal. I know that you guys are on take five all this week, and so we'll be speaking to you again tomorrow morning, 11:30 on Stray FM. With regards to people wanting to come in and sample the food and the drink here, Katie, do they need to book a table beforehand?
Ideally, absolutely, yeah. It's always better if people can book a table, especially for our Sunday carveries, because we are really, really popular for those. It's really easy to book. If either pop in, book a table behind the bar, or visit our website. You can book for up to 8 people through our website, or give us a ring, Harrogate 525284.
Amazing stuff. Thank you so much, guys and girls, and long may the success at the Knox continue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.